Anybody who...
So we'll learn a very, very yisodistic piece of Nesivah Shalom this week in Parshas Vayigash. So we know in Parshas Vayigash, what we have happening is, finally Yosef reveals himself, sends the brothers back to bring Yaakov Avinu down to Mitzrayim, and Yaakov is about to go down to Mitzrayim, which is really going to begin the long, painful period of galus, of darkness, of brokenness, of sadness, of pain and suffering, and spiritual low. And Yaakov knows this. Yaakov is a prophet, and he has a strong awareness about what's about to happen. And because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and he says, Anochi Hashem Elokech, Hashem Elokei Avicha, on page Reish Tzadi Gimel, Al Tira Meirida Mitzrayim Kilagoy Gadol Asim Hashem, Anochi Ered Imcha Mitzrayim Anochi Alcha Gam Alo. Don't be scared. Don't be scared of going down to Mitzrayim, because there you'll become a great nation. There you will live out and achieve and attain the status of being the great nation that Hashem promised to Avram, to Yitzchak, and to you. And this is really the way in which the future of the Jewish people is going to come into being. And most importantly, he says to him, don't be scared, because I am going with you. I am going down there with you, and I am going to bring you back up. So says Hashem to Yaakov Avinu. And this Nesivah Shalom, it's long. We're not going to see the entire thing. We're going to skip to the beginning and then skip to the end. But it deals with a few comments from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. This Nesivah Shalom often will quote from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh is one of the most beautiful and also Panemiasdik, also deep and profound mystical commentaries on the Torah. The Baal Shem Tov himself said that the Or HaChaim was written with Ruach HaKodesh, and a lot of Sefer Chassidus love the Perush of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh and the Sefer Shalom as well. And he quotes Or HaChaim, who asks, Ma'wa Mayra Gadol Shaya Yaakov Biridas Mitzrayim? Why did Hashem say that Yaakov shouldn't be scared? What was the reason? What should Yaakov be so scared of? V'im Mora Gadolus, V'gzeros V'abdum V'ino Osam, if what he's scared of is galus, and that this is going to be the beginning of the slavery and the suffering that Hashem told his grandfather Avraham Avinu was going to happen, so what did Hashem tell him that comforted him from that fear? Meaning, what was it in Hashem's message that gave him nechama, that gave him reassurance that everything is going to be okay? He just says, I'm going to be with you. What is the significance that Hashem says, there you're going to become a great nation and not somewhere else? Says the Nesivah Shalom. Is this too small? Is this okay? It's a little small?
It's okay. You want this?
Then I'm okay. Just trying to make sure. V'yesh levayar ha'inyan k'di'isa barach kadosh reish shmos. The Nesivah Shalom is going to quote a very fundamental Zohar over here. Al ha'pasuk al naros bavel sham yashavnu gam b'achinu b'zachreinu as-tzion. That pasuk was written, right? Obviously, Tehillim is written by David HaMelech, but that pasuk, but different prakim of Tehillim are correlated with different times in Jewish history, and that parak of Tehillim specifically, obviously, you know, David HaMelech is way before the Jewish people were Al Naros Bavel, right? Bavel, the Jewish people went to Bavel when? After the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, right? David HaMelech was the second king of Israel. We're talking about, you know, at least 400 years beforehand. So this parak of Tehillim was written Ruach HaKodesh, and certainly written in correlation to the experience of Klal Yisrael when we left Eretz Yisrael after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and we went into Galus Bavel. And over there in Bavel, Al Naros Bavel, and since then made into famous pop songs on the river of Babylon, there we sat and we cried, remembering Zion, remembering Eretz Yisrael, remembering Yushalayim. Says the Zohar, Shekashu yardu Yisrael lebavel yashvu v'bachu v'hayu shavurim od. They were broken and they were crying and they were so sad. after all, this was really, according to Machshava, according to Chazal, this was the first time that the Jewish people went into Galus. This is the first exile of the Jewish people. Oh, you might ask me, what about Mitzrayim? So according to Chazal, Mitzrayim is not considered a Galus. It's considered a precursor. Why is Mitzrayim not a Galus? Because there was no nation. Mitzrayim was where we were born from.
We haven't arrived to Israel.
We haven't yet started our history. We haven't yet been in Israel. Yes, Avram was there, Yitzhak is there, Yaakov was there, the Shvatim were there, but that was all as Yechidim. In this week's parasha, when the 70 nefashos of Klal Yisrael go down to Mitzrayim, that's the Mitzrayim is called. The Navi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ba lakachas goy mikarev goy. He took a nation out of another nation, and Chazal say just like in birth, one being, one animal, one person is taken out of, it comes out of another person. So too, Klal Yisrael were born out of Mitzrayim. That was our birth, right? And that's what the pasuk says. Hayom is anez alam. The Mitzrayim is the birth of Klal Yisrael. That's when we come into being. So everything before that, Mitzrayim, you can't be in Gullus because we weren't even born yet. It's the prehistory. Now in Achanami, the Sfarim say that really it was the all-encompassing Gullus. It was like all of Gullus was encompassed. Shem Yishmuel has like his other Sfarim. All the Gullus experiences were like packed into Mitzrayim, but it was all like foreshadowing. It was all the prehistory. The first Gullus, and that's like Rashi in the first Pasuk in Chumash, second Pasuk, what?
He says, why don't we just start?
No, not that Rashi. Well, it's actually not Rashi, but Chazal bring down that Va'aretz I saw Tohu Va'vohu V'choshech al p'nei Tohom, the four Lashonos of darkness and abyss and emptiness and chaos, those correlate to the four Galus, the four exiles, Bavel, Paros U'Madai, Yavan, that we just celebrated in Hanukkah, and Edom, the final Galus that we're in now. But the first one is Bavel. And Galus, this is very important, because this is the parasha of going down into Galus. Really, next week is the real parasha where we start talking about Galus much more. Parasha Vayechid, Yaakov closes his eyes. It's one closed parasha. But now is really when we go down. When we went down as 70 individuals, 70 family members, we came out as a nation of 600,000. Fast forward to the first time we sit in Gullus in Bavel, the Jewish people are there broken and crying and sad. We were so broken, but we weren't broken because of the suffering or because of the pain and the difficulty to be able to handle the entire experience. He says the Zohar, you know why we were so sad, so broken? Because we felt nervous, concerned, scared that Hashem had left us. We can handle Galus. We can handle the pain and the suffering. But the real fear, the real concern was maybe Hashem has left us, maybe it's over. Now the truth of the matter is, this claim is actually one of the most important theological points in Jewish and non-Jewish, the other Western religions, Christianity and Islam. This is like one of the most important points. Because the Christians will claim your God left you. You were the chosen people. Muslims will claim you were the chosen people, but God turned his back on you. You turned your back on God, he turned your back on you, and it's over. It was nice while it lasted, but now it's over. Now we feel very strongly. It's not over, it never was over, and it's never going to be over, right? But there's been points in our history where we've been so broken, so low, so exiled in a geographical exile and also in an emotional, spiritual exile that we felt and feel maybe Hashem has left us. Maybe that's it. Maybe we're on our own now. Lachin hayu shavur mod. We are very broken. Ad sheba Yechezkel anavi, until the Navi Yechezkel, who was one of the last of the three great 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 prophets, who took us before the Chorban, during the Chorban, and after the Chorban, Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, and Yechezkel. Yechezkel went into exile together with Klal Yisrael, and he said in the beginning of Sefer Yechezkel, "V'anochi b'soch ha'gola, I'm here in the exile." And Yechezkel Anavi, who by the way was a companion of Mordechai, right? You know, Yechezkel and Mordechai overlap because Mordechai was there by right. Remember in Megillas Esther, when Mordechai in Megillas Eicha, right? What do we say? Ishu de'ab b'shulam b'yirav. B'shulam Mordechai b'nei Megillas. Ishu de'ab asher haglam Yerushalayim. Right? Mordechai went into exile from Yerushalayim, and the truth of the matter is, the Vilgon says he went back. Then he went into Shushan, then he went back, and he went back, and he went back again. But Yechezkel, that same time period after the destruction of the first place of Mikdash, Yechezkel and Mordechai were contemporaries, and Yechezkel, who was the Navi, who was there with Klal Yisrael in the Gullus, and he himself. By the way, what's the most famous prophecy from the book of Yechezkel? We'll read it on Shavuos. It's called the Maisa. What? No, that's not the Navi of Yechezkel. It's the Navi of Zechariah. Yechezkel is the Maisa Merkava. The Maisa Merkava, the prophecy of the divine chariot, which is basically in the beginning of Yechezkel, where Yechezkel reveals, right, all Kabbalah. What?
Endorshin,
exactly. Chagiga, very good. Very good. Yes, Chagiga from Chagiga. Right, that's where the Maisa Merkava, everything that's going on up above, is all comes from Yechezkel, which is ironic because Yechezkel was in Golus. You would think that maybe it should be Yishayahu Navi, Yirmiyahu Navi, Shmuel Navi, Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe they should be the ones to say what's happening. They were, Moshe aside, they were here in Eretz Yisrael, they're in the Beis HaMikdash, the holiest place at the best times. But no, it was Dafka Yechezkel and Gullus that he had the vision of Maisa Merkava, that he saw the most pristine, most profound vision of what's going on in God's throne room up above. And came Yechezkel and said, in this Metzias of Gullus, he said to us what? He revealed to us Shebahi Shaita. Listen to this. That at that moment, that God called all of His divine entourage. Pamalia means like the whole chevra up there, all the malachim, everybody up there in God's throne room. And all of this fiery angels and all of the servants up in Hashem's divine throne room. And all of the heavenly chevra up there. And Hashem said to them, "Ma asun avdin hacha? What are you doing here? Uma bni rechimai begalusa debavel vaasun hacha? Kumu chusu? Kulchon debavel vaana imachon. Avech tesiv lemancham shlachti bavla biyardu agdash baruchu v'chol pamalia shomala imo lebavel." Hashem says, "What are you doing here? What are you doing here up in Shemayim? What are you doing here in the heavenly throne room? Klal Yisrael are in Gullus. You can't be here. We have to go with them. We need to go with them. All of them, the angels, everybody, the whole chevra, the Srafim, the Chayos HaKodesh, the Rashko, everything. You go, I'm going, we're all going to be with Klal Yisrael in Gullus. I love them, they're my children, they're my beloved children. It can't be that they're suffering, that they're in Gullus, they're in that, and we're over here? No, can't be. And that's what the pasuk says, that Hashem to the angels, "Lemanchem shalachti Bavel, for your sake I was sent to Bavel. I went to Bavel because Hashem went to Bavel together to be with Klal Yisrael." V'kevan shamo Yisrael kach she'elokeichem bekir bechem. And at that, and Klal Yisrael got a glimpse. Yechezkel told Klal Yisrael, "This is what just happened in Shemayim." Newsflash! You know what just happened in God's throne room up above? He said, "I'm going to Bavel. I'm going down to be with them." As soon as the Jewish people heard that Hashem Himself, with all the angels, was coming to be with them in Bavel, Shekadosh Baruch Hu nimtza imam v'lo azvam, that He's going to be with them, He's not going to abandon them. His chazku bazev v'kvar haya b'koicham lasakol. They got a great chizuk, a great inspiration. Because imagine, their biggest fear, excuse me, was that what? Hashem's not with them. And now is Hashem coming with them. The angels, the whole chevra, the whole pamalia demala, everything from above, they're all coming to be together with Klal Yisrael. This gave them great chizuk, great strength, great confidence. Hashem hasn't left us. He loved us. He's being with us maybe even more than before. V'kiloshen azar kodesh lo chayshu al galuson klal. They no longer were nervous and concerned about the Gullus because now they realized that Hashem was going to be with them. Says the Nesiv Shalom al Derech that based on this Zohar, we can understand what Yaakov was scared of. I'm going to say a little bit outside, a little bit inside, because if we did everything inside. What was Yaakov scared of? Up till now, they were in Eretz Yisrael, where Hashem was with them. Eretz Yisrael, the place where Hashem is mamish revealed together with the Avos, that He was with them. But now He's going down to Gullus, and he was scared. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be by his side, and maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be there with him anymore. Al derech mashal leben aholech im aviv, like the parable of a son who's walking with his father. that all the time that the son is together with the father, he's not scared of anything. My daddy's here. My Abba's here. My Abba's going to take care of me, protect me. I'm not scared of anything because my Abba's right here with me. However, as soon as the father leaves, matchil pachid, it starts to be scared. Oi, where's my Abba? My Abba's not with me anymore. What's going to be? I'm scared. Hapachad shel Yaakov vinu lo hayam me avdum vinu. So Yaakov wasn't scared of the gullus. Yaakov wasn't scared of slavery. He wasn't scared of Mitzrayim. And he knew what that entailed. But that's not what scared him. What scared him was Shekharish Baruch Hu Yazvim, that maybe God is going to depart. That was the fear. Answering the Sefer Shalom's first question, what was Yaakov scared of? He's not scared of Mitzrayim. A Yid can handle Mitzrayim. But a Yid can't handle anything if he feels like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with him anymore. That's what Yaakov was scared of. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be by his side. Specifically in Mitzrayim, where the challenges are so great, the Erev HaSaaretz, Mitzrayim, the place which is associated with the biggest challenges for a Jewish neshama, how am I going to make it without Hashem by my side? And that's why Hashem answers him, Al Zei Yeshiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Tira Meidim Mitzrayim, don't be scared. I'm going to be with you. I'm not going to leave your side. And you're going to become a great nation, Dafka there. And he quotes a famous idea from the Baal Shem Tov, that you're going to become a great nation there. The Baal Shem Tov said a famous word on the Pasuk in Chumash Dvarim, also by Gullus, when Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that we're going into Gullus, he said, Misham, the Pasuk, Bikashta Misham, that from Gullus we're going to call out, we're going to desire, we're going to yearn for Hashem from there, and we're going to find him. The Baal Shem Tov said a very famous one word, he said, Misham Daika. From that point of lowliness, from that point of brokenness, from that point of gullus, that point of exile, that point of despair, where we're going to call out to Hashem, the Baal Shem Tov said, specifically from there, from that point of lowliness, the yearning is so pure, it's so authentic, it's so real, Hashem is going to answer us from that point. And the Nesivu Shalom says, so too over here, that Dafka Misham, Dafka Shem, that's where Shem Daika, specifically there, in what's going to happen in Mitzrayim, it's Dafka there that we're going to become the great nation that Hashem has in store for us. Let's go down to page.
Are you talking about
that pasuk is talking about the Gula, but this is talking about Mitzrayim. Let's just save the ideas because we don't want to get through. Go down to Reish Tzadik Dalet on the bottom, right? Uperish Anochi Eridimcha Mitzrayim. And this is the perish of our pasuk that Hashem said to Yaakov, I'm going down with you to Mitzrayim. Al Derech Mamar Maran Adoni Moed Rami Bis Avram. This is one of the previous Slonim Rebbes. He quotes, Al Apasuk Yikraini Ve'Neyu Imo Anochi Butzara. I call out and he answers me, and he is with me in my time of distress. The Bais Avram, one of the early Slonim Rebbes, he explained that this is actually two dynamics, two motifs. There's one motif of Yikraeni Ve'Anehu. This is a pasuk in Tilim. Pasuk Perek Tzadi Aleph. Perek Tzadi Aleph, that's Ms. Roshila Washabas?
No, this is...
No, it's around... around there.
Motzi Shabbos.
Kabbalah Shabbos.
Vayin.
What? By Noam?
No.
No, it's not by Noam. Anyway, fine. I call out and he answers me.
That's what it is.
Yoshi Besisu. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Right. The Perek of Tilim of distress. So I call out and he answers me. Yikraeni v'neu. And Imo Anochi b'tzara. He's with me. I'm with you, Hashem saying to us. In your time of distress. Said the Beis Avram, a beautiful pshat in this pasuk. He says, that what? Sheish bechina yikreini v'aneyu, shu bechina kriya shem mashma'usa mirachum. There's one bechina, there's one spiritual experience where we call out to Hashem and he answers us. But there's another bechina of imo anochi b'tzara, that he's with us in our time of distress. What's the difference? The difference is, one of them, we don't necessarily feel him there, but when we call him, he comes. The other is, Ima Anochi Batsara, he's just there with us. We don't even need to call him. He's there by our side. Al derech mashal leben hamelech shenafel letoch bor shel shofchin. Like he quotes his mashal a few times. like if you have a boy who falls into a disgusting sewage pit, the son of the king, the prince, Shamelach Batzbo Yorid L'Toch Abor Imein Sham Acher K'ti L'Chalei Tzizbiro Misham Al Derech Anochi Eridim Chamitzrayma. That if a king is with his son, that the king is with the prince, and the prince falls into a sewage pit, disgusting, scary, dangerous sewage pit, the king is going to jump in right after him without question. Without question. He's with him. He's right there by his side. He doesn't even need to call him. He doesn't need to call him. He doesn't need to say, Daddy, come save me. If the king sees it happen, he's going to be right there in him to get him out, to save him, to protect him. So too, al derech zeh anochi eridim cha mitzrayim. Hashem says to Yaakov, you now, Klal Yisrael, you're going down to Mitzrayim. I'm coming right down with you. I'm not leaving you there by yourself. I'm not going to let you experience this pain, this suffering, this difficulty on your own. I'm going to be right there by your side. I'm going to protect you and save you to get you out. And then he says, let's go to the bottom, because I just want to make sure we finish on time, and I want to get through a bunch more things. And what does Hashem say? V'anochi ha'olcha gam olo. And I'm going to take you out. Not only am I going to be there with you in your time of distress, but I'm going to take you out. And he says, Chazal, drasha that we're all familiar with from the Haggadah Shel Pesach. What do we say in the Haggadah Shel Pesach? V'yotzieinu Hashem Elokeinu Misham. That we say that God took us out from there, from Mitzrayim. And what do we say on Pesach? What do we say in the Haggadah? Lo al yidei malach, v'lo yidei shliach, lo yidei sraf, v'lo yidei kadosh baruch hu b'chvodo ba'atzmo. How do we come out of Mitzrayim? It wasn't an angel, it wasn't a messenger, it wasn't an emissary, it wasn't a middleman. Hashem himself took us out of Mitzrayim. The Adua Sheil, the question is asked. Next column. Ma mal Yusuf bezeh, my nafkamina, ma gula haya de malach usara. Why did the Kosh Baruch have to do it by himself? He couldn't have sent the intermediary, he couldn't have sent an angel, he couldn't have sent somebody to take us out. He had to do it on his own. So says the Nesiv Shalom. Something so profound, so beautiful. He says, what was the Metzias when we left Mitzrayim? What is Hashem telling Yaakov Avinu right now? I'm going to take you out. When does He take us out? He takes us out after 400 years, after 210 years, whatever the husband is. When Klal Yisrael are at the, what did Arizal teach? The famous teaching of Arizal? We are at Memtes Shari Tumah, the 49th level of Tumah. The point of no return. We were mamish broken and low. To the extent that the angels in heaven said, Halalu of the Avodah Zarah, Halalu of the Avodah Zarah. They couldn't differentiate. At Yamsuf, they said to God, what are you about to do this miracle for the Jewish people for? These are idolaters and these are idolaters. They're no better than them. What did Hashem say? What did Hashem respond? Chas v'shalom, you kidding me? B'ni b'chor Yisrael, these are my beloved children. You can't differentiate. Maybe you can't differentiate, but I can differentiate. Says the Nesiv v'shalom, you know why Hashem himself had to be the one to take us out? He says, because the angels couldn't differentiate. But Hashem, while derech shebi'anu ma'amar kasev lo hibitav b'yakov lo rabba amal b'yisrael, Hashem elokav imo perush, Hashem elokav imo afilu b'shas hacheit. That we were broken, we were sinning, we were in a low place. We were in a stupid, it was a low place that we were in. And if somebody would have looked at us, even if one of the angels would have looked at us, they would have said, as they did say, who are these people? What do they deserve? They're so broken, they're so lowly, they're sinners, they're gross. But Hashem himself, when he looks at us, that's not what he sees. I love them. They're geschmack. They're beautiful. They're my tare kinderlach. They're my holy, pure Jewish children. I see how beautiful and precious and pure and holy they are. Don't be fooled by all of the stuff on the surface. Don't be fooled by the chataim and the schmutz. That's not them. The angels got fooled. Hashem didn't get fooled. Shekasher Yehudi chote. Because when a Yid sins, I would underline this if you're safer, that if a Yid sins, if a Yid falls to a broken place, harigam b'shas hachet kufo b'shever libo, while he's sinning and while he's in a broken place and while he's brokenhearted, feeling bad, feeling gross, feeling down, feeling so unsettled, feeling like he hasn't lived up and he's fallen and he hasn't lived up to his potential and feeling broken, and he's broken, l'shivrei shvarim, mamish, broken pieces, al shemisrachich u'kolkach mi'Hashem Yisbarach, and he feels so far from Hashem. Rak she'enu yachol lamod k'neged yitzor shepachas alav. But what's the Metzias? The Metzias is there was a Yetzer that came and overtook him. But that wasn't him. It just overtook him. This Ruach Shtus came and got him. V'zoi havtacha sheftichol k'nesh baruch hu Yaakov v'anochi elcha gam alo. Hashem said to Yaakov, I'm going to take you out. I'm going to be there with you. I'm not only am I not gonna let you fall by yourself, I'll be there by your side, but I'm gonna pick you up because I'm never gonna forget how beautiful and precious and holy and wonderful you really are. Even if the angels may be tricked, I will never be tricked. I'll remember, I'll recall, I'll love you, I'll know who you truly are, no matter how low you fall. That's why Hashem says, I'm gonna take you out. With God and all of his own honor and glory, he's going to take us out. Shelo yishalach lem malachim israfim she'ina mevinim benishmas Yehudi velo makirim goydel cave lady Yehudi, because they don't know the beauty of a Jewish soul. They don't know the pain of a Jewish heart. These angels, the Savim ki alalu v'alalu de'avod azar ela g'dosh baruch b'chvodu v'atzmo yigalim yitzayim, Hashem himself will take us out. Uperish gam alo, but senses nisiv shalom. You know what the pasuk says? Anochi elcha. I'm going to take you up. I'm going to pick you up. Gam alo and up. Double lashon. Why the double lashon? I'm going to take you out, and I'm going to take you up. I'm going to take you up, and I'm going to take you up, up and up and up, up up and away. Anybody knows marvelous Midas machine? Marvelous Midas machine. Up up and away. Why? What's that? Up up and away. Why double lashon of up up and away? Because the first. Yes, here's a few. Because the first, what for you, for yourself, and for another yid, a Klal Yisrael, for yourself, exactly. He has more. He's like four pshat than usually. Says in the Nesiv Shalom, not only am I going to lift you out of the pit, not only am I going to protect you and save you, and remember how beautiful you are and get you out of that low place. Not only are you going to get out of the brokenness, get out of the pain and the suffering and the stress, but you're going to have an aliyah. You're going to reach tremendous heights. You're not just going to get out. Sometimes people think, okay, fine, just I'll be saved from the difficulty, saved from the adversity, the halavai. Hashem says, no, even more. Not only you're going to get out, you're going to climb to great heights. I'm not just going to take you out, but I'm going to help you climb to tremendous heights, to tremendous madrigos in Ruchnias. You're going to get the Har Sinai, you're going to be Mekabel the Torah, you're going to have the Gilui, the ultimate revelation of God Himself. You're going to achieve the highest point that a human being has ever had. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was promising to Yaakov Avinu. Number one, I'm going to be there with you. Don't give up, don't have Yeyush. Number two, that what? Dafka me and not anybody else. Why? Because Hashem never forgets. The angels may forget. The angels may be tricked. Hashem never forgets. Hashem never gets confused and tricked about the beauty, the preciousness of a yid. And he's going to take us out. And not only is he going to take us out, but Gam Alo is going to bring us higher to the highest places. Okay, a lot more in this piece. But Adkan for today. Shkoyach.